So there are many ways to chart American culture. You can look at pop tunes.
A millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair.
What does that tune say? The work of DJ Girl Talk. You can look at, say, popular TV shows.
My castmates are very surprised that I'm an author because they didn't even know that I read books.
Oh, man, what do we dare conclude about American culture from the existence, let alone the celebrity of the Snookster? Snooki, why? Why? Man, this morning on Detroit TV, one of the big commercials I saw in heavy rotation was Mitt Romney and Barack Obama Freedom of Choice Chia Pets.
Display your candidate at work, in your home, at your school.
Watch them grow. What does that say? Well, perhaps a more authoritative source for figuring out what's going on in the psyche of Americans is the DSM. That's the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders. And for the first time, the DSM will apparently list internet use disorder as a condition, quote, recommended for further study. Well, we wanted to do some further study here. Christopher Lane is professor at Northwestern University, author of numerous books on psychology. Professor Lane, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me on.
What do we think the DSM wants to focus on here? And do you have a clear definition of internet use disorder?
Well, internet addiction disorder is basically people who overuse the internet. And the American Psychiatric Association has said it's quite concerned about the number of teenagers who are texting, about the amount of sexting that's going on. We've got online gambling problems and so on. So there's obviously a problem with people who are compulsively using the internet to advance their obsessions. The problem is that so many people rely on the internet for work, and so many teenagers text. You know, we're really encroaching on what is widely considered normal behavior, or fairly close to it. So there's a very big problem here in terms of the DSM sort of setting the parameters for what is mental health and what are mental disorders, and defining more and more of us as mentally ill because of our behaviors.
All right. Now, it's certainly the case. I mean, no one would have a problem with the idea that the use of the internet is messing with our minds in some way. But whether that crosses the line into mental disorder, that's where you part company.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I commented on in Psychology Today was an editorial in the American Journal of Psychiatry, where a psychiatrist had recommended the inclusion of this disorder, apparently, on the basis of the fact that he said 80% of these people required psychotropic medication for excessive texting. And when you think about that, and that the remaining 20% required hospitalization for this behavior, you've got a sense of how big the stakes are for the APA and obviously for the rest of the population.
So if I could come up with a drug that actually would reduce the amount of texting that someone who uses the internet has, I mean, because of the way the DSM works in the healthcare world, I might be eligible for billions of dollars to market that drug as actually something that doctors would prescribe.
Basically so, but I mean the link between psychotropic medication and excessive texting is obviously highly, highly tenuous. And this gets to the truth of the problem, which is that the APA is pushing the idea that these proposals are backed by scientific evidence. But the evidence is really sketchy and in fact got all of these unintended consequences from the medication for bipolar disorder, for ADHD, and other issues. And the fact that they're being pushed on young children as young as four sometimes in an attempt to stamp out the problems gives us an indication of how much money is at stake and really where the science is going off the rails, I think.
All right, but in general, and before we go, the idea that something called internet use disorder would eventually have a complex or present itself as a set of symptoms for some deeper problem, that's not really a surprise given just how widespread the internet is.
Well, that's true, but then basically we're talking about obsessiveness in our culture and how we define it. And, you know, when it comes to with a proposal, say, for hypersexual disorder to determine how much sex not only are we having or should we be having, but how much should we be thinking about, we're in a whole different terrain. And it sounds fairly Orwellian to me to be trying to legislate how much sex we should be thinking about having.
Very much a critic of the DSM and its approach to new mental disorders. That's Christopher Lane, professor at Northwestern University, author of numerous books on psychology. Professor Lane, thanks so much.
Thank you.